Copy Berachas HaMazon. Is there a din that just like we find by Shabbos we say Ritzei, on Yom Tov we say Yalav V'Yavai? So what about on Chanukah, do we mention the day of Chanukah in Berachas HaMazon? And the Gemara has two interesting tzedakim over here. The Gemara says either because it's Drabana and therefore we don't mention it, which is mashma that what's the Raisa, like Shabbos or Yom Tov, which is the Raisa, over there there's a din to mention it in the Berachas HaMazon, perhaps because there's a Kedushas HaYoyim. Since there's a Kedushas HaYoyim, so therefore it makes sense that we should mention what's called Me'ein HaMa'uro. We should mention what took place on this day. Or maybe, no, even though it's only Drabanan, even though Chanukah is a Drabanan, but for the Indian of Pesumi Nisa to be Mfarsin the Nes, to Mfarsin what took place, the Nes that took place on these days, we do mention it. So the Gemara then goes on and brings down Rav Amrav Schair Amrav Huna, Eine Maskev. In Balahaske, Maskev Aida. Now, the Rimin Lunil adds to the Gemara Shaila a point. He says, Le Mikri Mayid Shia Asalus Anis by Minatera. Mayid is a day where there's an Issa to fast on in Minatera. And then he says, "K'may Rish Chaydish, just like Rish Chaydish, where there's a chiyuv to be kaveya sudan pass, and therefore to make Berachas HaMazon. So over there, there's a din to mention Rish Chaydish in Berachas HaMazon, which is a chiddush by itself. Because if you take a look at the Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, over there it's clearly mashma that there is no chiyuv sudan midaraisa for sure, not on Rish Chaydish, but the Rimelu Nil points this out. He says, but Sudas Chanukah on Pass, that which one should have, a Sudas Chanukah on Pass, Ein El Midrabanan. Therefore, the Gemara has a tzad that you do not need to be masker Alanisim or masker Chanukah and Berachas HaMazon. So it seems like he's learning that the Gemara's question is not like the Pashas, like we just mentioned, since it's Drabanan, therefore, maybe you should not have to be masker, but because of Psumei Nisi, yeah, he adds to it. He says, no, the Suda, and that's because there's a Din Suda, when there's a Din Suda, so then it's Pashit, you have to be masker. But over here, there's no Din Suda, so then could be they were not Koiveya, they never instituted a halacha that you have to include Al-Nisim. And the emesis, if you take a look at the Abayin of Prachya, when the Rishonim also on Masechta Shabbos, and he wants to make a chilek, he says Berachas HaMazon of Chol, that you don't need to mention the Nes of Chanukah, because there's no chiv to eat a suda on Shabbos, where there's a chiv to eat a suda, so then maybe over there you would have to. But this is the pashtus of the Gemara is mashma. The Gemara is just asking pashit. Do we need to be masker Chanukah and Berachas HaMazon or not? Now, Rashi, Berachas HaMazon, Rashi says, B'tfila pshitalon. Now, Rashi is bothered. Why is the Gemara asking, Dafka by Berachas HaMazon? What about Tfila? Tfila also, do we need to say Al Nisim and Tfila? Says Rashi, that's Pasha. Shari lahalol hoida nigvu, kidamrin la'el. On the Chaf Aleph Rashi over there, the Gemara says that they were koveya the yontiv of Chanukah lahoydeis ulahala. But what does it mean lahoydeis ulahala? So Rashi over there says lahoydeis means to say alanisim in tefillah. So the din alanisim in tefillah, that's clear, says Rashi. That's lahoydeis. There's a special din on the yontiv of Chanukah lahoydeis to give thanks to the Rabbi Shlalom for the nes that he did for us. Where do we do that? In Alanisim in Tefillah. That's where Rashi learns. L'hoidah is referring to. It's a din in Haidah. It's a Haidah dikadin. And that din of Haidah is said by Tefillah. So what's the Gemara asking by us in Daf Chavdal? The Gemara is asking, what about by Berachas HaMazon? By Berachas HaMazon, is there also a din by Berachas HaMazon or not? But we have to understand, why should there be, what's the difference, and what's the Gemara's Suffolk over here by Berachas HaMazon? Taisus says something a little different. Taisus explains that why did the Gemara ask by Berachas HaMazon, not by Tefillah? It says, Tefillah pshitalei the maskim, shun the Tefillah b'tzibahu. Where do you daven? Of course you daven b'tzibah. not be yichidus, he daven betzibur. Veikab sumi nisa, this automatically appears some of a nace. Al berchas hamazon shebebayis lekab sumi nisa kula hai. There isn't as much of sumi nisa. As I brought down here the Rosh Yosef, which is the same mechaber as the prima godim on the Shulchan Aruch. Rosh Yosef, he brings out that there could be a chiluk between Rashi and Tosfos in this point. But Tosfos is also being medayik that the Gemara's Chakira, the Gemara's Kler, is Davka over here by Berch Samazin as opposed to Tefillah, was Pashit. And again, we have to understand, so what was the Gemara's Chakira over here by Berch Samazin? So if we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Reish Pei Beis, Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah, Oyime Al HaNisim BeBerech HaSamazin. All 8 days of Chanukah, we say Al HaNisim in Berech HaSamazin, BeBerech HaSa'aretz, in the bracha of Al HaKol, Uvitfila BeBerech HaSamaydim, in Noid Al Chaimin. So we say, the Mechab is telling us that throughout Chanukah, we mention Al HaNisim in Berchas HaMazon and in Tefillah, both. Vim Le'oma Emachzir Nesi. If one forgot to say it, you do not have to go back. Comes along the Ramah, Yesh Oimrim, Kishishachach Al HaNisim BeBerchas HaMazon. If someone forgot to say Al HaNisim in Berchas HaMazon, when you get to the Harachamans, Yoima Harachman Asalanu Nisim Niflois. There's a special Harachman that one will say later on, and that is the Harachman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us Nisim Niflois, Kishem Shasisa Laviseinu Bayom Haim, is Marazeb Bimei Matsyo, and you'll say the Bimei Matsyo. So here we have the Shulchan Aruch begins speaking about Al Nisim in Tefillah and in Berchas HaMazon. On that, the Ramah says that if one forgot to say Al HaNisim in Berchas HaMazon, there's a special Harachman to insert later on in Berchas HaMazon. So the Taz comes along, the Taz, and the Taz says over here in Sifkat and Gimel, Taz says, Kol Shekein, surely, nearly, he says, Kol Shekein Mitzvila. That which the Ramah seems to be talking about Dafke Berchas HaMazon is not Dafke Berchas HaMazon. It's Kol Shekein B'Tefillah. If by Berchas HaMazon we're telling you to add the Harachman, so surely by Tefillah we're going to tell you to add the Harachman. Dim Shachach Sheyach Loim HaNusach Zev. You forgot to say Al HaNisim, so then you will add this Nusach. That's what the Taz says. And similarly, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet brings down B'Shem De'El Yerabah. Halacha, he says, "V'hu adin sheyoyim came b'tefila achi gemar," that you would say harachman at the end of tefila by al kai netzar. You'll say the harachman with the beimei matzio. What's shver about this is that lemaisa the Ramah he doesn't say it. The mechaber clearly is talking about tefila and berachas hamazon, and then the Ramah goes ahead. He could have just said, "If you've got al nisim, say harachman." No, he speaks out kishashachach al nisim beberachas hamazon. Seems from the Ramah that he meant Davka Berchas HaMazon and not Tefillah, which will mean the Chiddush, that when you forget Al Nisim and Berchas HaMazon, so then you need to say a Rachman, as opposed to Tefillah. You forgot Al Nisim, just go weiter. There's no Rachman to insert. What would be Pshar on that? From the Gemara, we kept on saying that Tefillah is Pashit, you have to say Al Nisim. And the whole Kler is by Berchas HaMazon. Over here, it's the other way around. So we need to understand, what would the svara be for the Ramah to be mechalik between Tefillah and Berchas HaMazon? That's one ha'ara. A second ha'ara, in Siman Kuf Peches, in Hilchas Berchas HaMazon. So over here, the Magen Avraham at the end of Sifkatan Yagimel. The end of Sifkatan Yagimel, the Magen Avraham says as follows. It says, Venerali, the Chanukah b'Shabbos. What happens if Chanukah falls out on Shabbos? I mean, every Chanukah has Shabbos. So on the day of Chanukah, which is on Shabbos, v'hizkir shal Chanukah v'lo shal Shabbos. I benched, Berchas HaMazon here, I benched, and I remembered to say Chanukah, but I forgot to say Shabbos. I remembered to say Al HaNisim, but I forgot to say Ritzei. Choyzel l'roish v'einoy mazkir shal Chanukah. I have to bench again, right? Like the halach is that if I forget to say Ritzei, by the first two Seudais, I need to repeat Berchas HaMazon. So I forgot to say Ritzeh. I need to repeat Berachas Hamazon. Do I need to repeat Alanisim? Says the Magen Rav, nearly no. In your second Berachas Hamazon, you only say Ritzeh the Einei Maske Shachanaka. The Einei Chayvel Haske Shachanaka. Kedisa Bigmara Chavdal Adam and Aleph. Because there's no real chiv to mention Alanisim. Therefore, don't say Alanisim. And the question is, okay, there's no chiv to say Alanisim by Berachas Hamazon. But I'm benching again. I'm saying Berachas Hamazon for the second time. So why shouldn't I mention it? And more than that, I wasn't yaitzu with my first Berachas Hamazon. If I have to say Berachas Hamazon a second time, I was not yaitzu with my first Berachas Hamazon. So what did it help that I said Alanisim in my first Berachas Hamazon? What to do? And the truth is that it's for this question that we find that the Chayei Adam in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet Ois Lamates, he argues with the Magen Avraham for this Taina. He says, Magen Avraham, I don't understand why you're saying that. Hare, if he has to repeat Berachas Hamazon, it means that the first Berachas Hamazon was Kiloi Klum. It was nothing. You didn't bench. Now what are you benching? You have a Chiyuv, or you have a mitzvah to say Alanisim. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to basking over there in Ois Chavtes, like the Chayei Adam, that when you say over Berachas Hamazon, you would have to say again Alanisim, and Sharetzin is Mitzayin over there to the Chayei Adam. But again, the question is the Magen Avraham, what's Pshat in the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham does clearly learn that I do not need to say Alanisim in the second Berachas Hamazon. If we take a look, that's the second Hara. Third Hara, don't worry, we'll get back to the answers. It's in Reish Ches. Sim Reish Ches if Yud Beis. Over here it talks about Hilchis Berchis HaPeris. We're talking about the Bracha Me'ein HamUra. Me'ein Shalish, which is the Bracha Achreina that's said on Alamichya, Alapeiris, Alagefen. So we're making the bracha achrayna of me'ein shalosh. So do I need to insert anything for Chanukah and Purim? So the Sif Yud Beis maskirim ba me'ein amura b'Shabbos v'yantiv Rosh Chodesh. When I'm making ala michya or ala gefen, I add in a line for Shabbos, for yantiv and Rosh Chodesh. Avolay b'Chanukah Purim, but not for Chanukah and Purim. But now for Chanukah and Purim. And the question is, why? And the makar to this halacha is that Agos Maimnes b'shem the Maram Mirutenberg. The Maram Mirutenberg, the Beis Yosef, calls the Agos Maimnes, which is quoting a Maram Mirutenberg. Tshuvas Maram Mirutenberg. Now, if you take a look at the Gra in Ois Mem over here, he explains why by Berachas Hamazon do we add something for Chanukah? We say Alanisim. So say something. Say 2-3 words. At least mention Chanukah. Purim in Berachas Me'ein Shalosh. Says the Gra, the Av beBerachas Hamazon Tzarich Lahaskir Mitzad Adin. Because even by Berachas Hamazon Mitzad Adin, you don't have to mention Alanisim. Kavashkazaparek Beis the Shabbos Chavdal Adam Alf El Mitzad Aminim. Even in Berachas Hamazon, like the Gemara said, if you want to, you could. Do you have to? You don't have to. But if you want, you could. So on that, the Gra says, if in Berachas Hamazon, where it's only a minig, over here we're not going to do it at all. The minig of mentioning Alanisim in Berachas Hamazon, but more than that, in Me'ein Shalosh, that not. That's what the Gra says. That's the Gra's answer to why in Me'ein Shalosh, We don't mention Chanukah. And the Mishnah Berurah over there in Reish Ches, Ois Nuntes, brings down this svara of the Goyin, which the Machzor Shekel also is Ma'arich, similar to the Goyin, with the same reason. If we take a look at Reb Chaim, now Reb Chaim is brought down in many different Neschois, between the different Talmidim, bringing down different schais. You can look in that. No, the Ha'ari Kedem has another 2 or 3 different Mahalchim in it, which maybe we'll get to. But one nusach of the Reb Chaim, which I quoted on the sheet here, is is that the bracha me'ein shalosh is a short version. Me'ein means it's a short version of the three brachas of Berachas Hamazon. And we're being mekatzer. The three brachas of Berachas Hamazon into a short version over here for me'ein shalosh. So he says, "Mishum dechanukah purim elim kviyas bracha b'fnei atzma." There's no situation where in Berachas Hamazon I'll be making a bracha about Chanukah alone. As opposed to Ritzei and Yalvi Aviv. If you ever realized in the benches, some of the benches, after Uvnei Yerushalayim says, if you forgot to say Ritzei or Yalvi Yavai, and you remembered before you started the next bracha, so there's a Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu V'Achelam Asher Nasan Lanu Shabbosos L'Menucha. There's a bracha you say over there. There's a bracha also if one forgot to say Yal V'Yavei. There's a bracha to say over there. Which means that really the mentioning of Shabbos and Yontif is really should be a bracha by itself. Except what? We included it in the other bracha. We included it in the bracha of Uvnei Yishlaim. We included in that bracha. The bracha of the Berachas Hamazon includes the Shabbos and the Yontif also. So if I forgot to say Shabbos and Yontif, and I remembered the afterwards, so I say a bracha by itself. Chanukah and Purim, if I forget to say Alanisim, I don't go back. There'll never be a mention. There's no kviyas din bracha la'atzman. Chazal would never kveya a din bracha. So if so, then why am I b'chal saying al nisim? What does that mean? Well, what was the difference over here? But what he's saying is, which we'll hopefully understand clearer soon, what he is saying is that ritzei and yalav yavei, which could be a bracha b'fnei atzma, could at some point, so that me'ein, when we're making alamichi, we're doing me'ein, the bracha, so we also include ritzei or yalviyavi. But Chanukah Megillah, which is not a bracha by itself, that we're not going to include. So the question really is that if you look at the Maram Rutenberg that we quoted on the sheet here, the Maram Rutenberg himself tells you, if he's the makar to this halacha, he tells you the reason why we don't say it by alamichya. By bracha me'ein shalish. You know what he says? He says over there, says I've been me'ein shalish le'yala le'vish. No one would ever think of saying it. There's no place to say it. Kivin the leka hayda be bracha the me'ein gimel a maskir. The leila haskir me'ura bechanukah purim elaheichad ika hayda betfila. He says there's a technical problem. Where are you going to say it? The whole din of saying Al Hanisim is a Hoidah Dikadin. It's a Hoidah Dikadin. It's to give thanks to the Rabbi Nishlaylam. To give Hoidah to the Rabbi Nishlaylam. I can only say that when there's a Berachas Hoidah. But if you take a look at the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, there's no Hoidah over there. So where exactly are you going to put it in? You need to find place to put it in. If there's no Hoidah, then there's no place to add it. So by tefillah, where there's haidah, so over there I have a place to add it in. Even though we do say v'noida lecha, in alamechi we do say v'noida lecha. So the Eli Rabba, in Tafresh Pei Beis, Sifkatan Beis, he says, av sha'omrim v'noida lecha, haino mishum me'ein hachasim avlei hevi haidah b'tefillah. It's not considered haidah. What he means is, he says that it's just v'chim she'ein hoidah b'tefila l'lein niskin aklal. It's not clear what he means, but he seems like he was bothered with this question. But there's no hoidah. So the question is, why did the Gra and Reb Chaim need to come out to a whole new mahalach to explain why we don't say the main shalash? What's wrong with the reason the Maram in Rutenberg himself gives us to why we don't say it in Alamechia? That's the question. So what all this brings us to is a chakira that many achronim mention in each one of their nusach, and we'll try to formulate our nusach of it as we go on further, and with that answer the questions that we started off with. The chakira is brought down in Sefer Chanukah Megillah, one Tamidim of the Brisk Rav, and also in Hari Kedem brings down, and I think in the what's it called, the Emek Bracha, also another Talmud of the Riskerov, and other, and the Meiri alludes to it. The question is, this halacha of Ala Nisim, is it the regular din of being maskim eina ma'ura like we find by Shabbos and Yontif? Just like Shabbos and Yontif, we say Ritzei, we say Yal V'Yavai. Is it the same halacha? Is it the same halacha or it's a new halacha? Is it the same halacha that just like every Shabbos and Yontif, Chazal wanted that you should mention the ein of what took place on this day in your tefillah, in your Berach Samazin, so too over here also? Or maybe no. It's a whole new din. It's a din called Din Hoidah. There's a special din on Chanukah to be Lahoidus LaHashem. They are mistaken that you should be Hoidus LaHashem in your tefillah and Berach Samazin. Very similar to what Rashi said that we mentioned before, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Over there it says, Va'asa'um. They made this a yontif, they were kaveh for a yontif of lahoidais lahalal, the lahoidais. Where are we going to be lahoidais? Lahoidais could be, some learn, lahoidais is, the Rambam learns, lahoidais is the menorah. When you light the menorah, you lahoidais. You say over there, sha'asa nisim, say haneris halalu, you're being lahoidais lahashem, the halak itself is lahoidais, the Rambam learns. Rashi learned the lahoidais is, when you say ala nisim, in tefillah, that's the lahoidais. So perhaps the Ala Nisim is a lahoidais dikadin. The Meiri writes, Hoida lahazkir in yonah b'tefillah u'mekoymai b'hoida. Shekol sheyesh b'hoida l'sha'ava ayrim b'hoida. We just added another hoida into the bracha of hoida. That's one side. That's hoida. However, from the Tor, and there's a Tosefta in brachas, which seems to be pretty clear that the din of Alanisim is not a din in Haidah, it's a din of Me'ein Ha'ura, just like Shabbos and Yontif. Just like on Shabbos and Yontif, there's halacha that you should mention Me'ein the day, so too on Shabbos and Yontif, so too on Chanukah, Megillah, Chanukah and Purim also we do it. So we have here two tzedadim to the Shabbat. Is the din of Alanisim that the Gemara is discussing a din of Me'ein Ha'ura, or it's a din of Haidah? And I think if we understand it, will give us more of a feeling for when we say Ala Nisim, what are we doing? Now, there's many diyukim in the Rishonim, which maybe we'll go through tomorrow, to these two tzedadim to the Shaila. But I just want to take it back and bring out the two tzedadim of the Chakira with some of the nikuz that we mentioned before. The Maram says, why don't we say Chanukah or Purim? Why don't we mention in Me'ein Shalosh? He says, because there's no Berachas Haidah there. He says, where do you want to do it? If there's no Haidah, it's not Shaykh to mention it. That's very clear that the Maram is learning like the Sheet of Rashi. That's a Din in Haidah. It's a Din in Haidah. If it's a Din in Haidah, so then he's right. Berachas Mazin, there's a Berachas Haidah. Tzvila, there's a Berachas Haidah. Me'ein Shalosh has no Berach Seidah, so you can't say it over there. It's a technical problem. However, the Gron Reb Chaim, as we'll see, they learned like the Sheet of the Tor and many other Rishonim, doing like that in some of the Rishonim that we mentioned earlier on the page. But it's like many other Rishonim, that it's a din in Me'ein Ha'ura, that we need to mention, Chazal wanted you to mention your Tefillah and Berach Samazayin about the day. So they were bothered with this question. Okay, there's no Berachas Haidah, you're right. There's no Berachas Haidah. That which we mention Ala Nisim and Berachas Haidah, that which we say Ala Nisim and Berachas Haidah, is not because it's a Din Haidah like Rashi learned in the Maram. It's just, once we're saying it already, that's the perfect place to put it. That's just the place where they put it. So in Ala Michya, you're right, there's no Berachas Haidah, but there's still a Din Amein Ura, just like we mentioned Ritzei, over there, we mentioned something about Yontif over there, Samchein B'Yom Chag, we do say, so you could say, for Chanukah Megill also find, Chanukah Purim also find something. So therefore, they were bothered with that question, so they had to come on to different terutzim. They had to come on to a different teretz. They had to answer a different teretz. Now, that's just to bring out that point. Now the question is, going back to the Ha'aris that we started off with, why does the Gemara have a suffix by Berachas HaMazon more than by Tefillah? Why is it so postured by Tefillah? Rashi says, because by Tefillah, it's a da. Okay, so then why is that not by Berachas HaMazon also? And then the Ha'aris we had from the Ramah and the Magen Avraham. So I just want to introduce the idea, and tomorrow Mi Yetzer Hashem will expound on it more, that perhaps the din al anisim by tefillah is different than al anisim by berachas hamazon. Al anisim by tefillah is a din hoidah, and that's why that was pasha to Rashi. Rashi says lahoidah so lahalal is pasha. Of course, in tefillah there's a din hoidah. You need to to be moida with when we're saying al anisim. We give hoidah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We're praising Him and we're thanking Him for the anisim He did for us. But in berachas hamazon, it's me'in ha'ma'ura. And therefore, there'll be nafkaminas. Perhaps that's pshat in the Ramah that says that if one forgot to say al anisim by berachas hamazon, there's a rachman to say. As opposed to tefillah, there's no rachman because where are you going to say it? You finish the bracha of haida. There's no makam. It's a din haida. There's no makam to say a rachman. You can just say a rachman. You can say a rachman whenever you want. But in Berachas HaMazon, where it's a din in Me'en HaMa'ura, okay, so you didn't say it in its right place. You could say the Me'en HaMa'ura later on. And that could be pshat in the Magen Avraham. Also, where the Magen Avraham spoke about that in the second Berachas HaMazon, even though the first Berachas HaMazon you were not yaitza with, but you did do Me'en HaMa'ura in a Berachas HaMazon, so you yaitza that din already. But in Me'at Hashem, tomorrow we'll speak about this more. And we'll go into more of the Rishonim in the Sugya, where the Deek is, whether it's a Me'en HaMa'ura or it's a Haidah, and if perhaps it's Mamish, the Shagatai of the Gemara itself. The Gemara says, Ein Maske, Vimbal Aske, Maske Baidah. It's a funny Lashon. And then goes a Reviewer of Bar Yehuda says, you know, I decided maybe let's say in Bani Yerushalayim. Bani Yerushalayim, why are you saying in Bani Yerushalayim? Shesha says back, Kitfilah, like Tfilah. Ma Tfilah Baidah, Av Berachas HaMazon Baidah. Why is Tfilah so much more Pashit? So we have to work out the Shakatai of the Gemara. Everyone should have a wonderful and Freilich and Chanukah.